With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Minister for Social Development says his administration is committed to tackling the growing number of cases of pedophilia.
There's been a rise in sexual offenses being committed in this country, which is gravely concerning in and of itself. However, when I consider that the majority of these crimes are perpetrated against children, the most innocent and vulnerable members of our community, then this problem reaches a new height of urgency.
In Parliament, the Honorable Isaac Rankin told MPs sex offenses cases increased 20% in 2025 to 125 incidents, and 58% of those victims were children.
As much emphasis and concern as we rightfully place on tackling robberies and gun crime in this country, members in this House and the general public may be surprised to know that in the last 5 years, the number of sexual offenses committed in the Cayman Islands more than doubled the number of robberies and firearms-related offenses. In fact, in multiple years during that period, the number of sexual offenses committed in this country was greater than both robberies and firearm-related offenses combined.
Mr. Rankin says there are, quote, key inconsistencies in the Cayman Penal Code and sentencing guidelines, which result in charges and sentencing for pedophiles and sexual predators being less severe than what would be, quote, appropriate for the heinous crimes they commit.
And I'm happy to announce that Cabinet has approved a working group to be established to review the existing legislative landscape to address sexual offenses, including offenses in the digital and online spaces, and for necessary bespoke legislation to be developed for consideration of the Cabinet and on approval this Honorable House.
Minister Rankin says legislative reform will, quote, meaningfully move the needle for government to be able to hold perpetrators accountable for their actions and reduce the risk of repeated offenses against the same or other children in the community. Government publishes the status of Children Amendment Bill. The bill, if passed in Parliament, will amend the 2003 law, which ensures children are not deemed illegitimate regardless of whether their parents are married. Clause 3 of the bill deals with parentage testing orders and introduces a new subsection. If passed, minors at least 16 years of age will now be able to give consent to blood test for a parentage testing order as long as the minor, quote, understands the nature and purpose of the blood test and consents to the test specifically for a parentage testing order. This will give a 16-year-old's consent the same weight as it would a person that was 18 years or older. The bill also empowers the summary court to deal with matters under the Status of Children Act. You can find the full bill online at gov.ky/publications. The National Coalition for Caymanians Digital Transformation Strategy Task Force is launching public surveys to help shape a national digital strategy for the country. Through May 17th, the surveys are targeting businesses, the public sector, and the general public. And those survey results will guide recommendations on digital adoption and long-term economic growth. All responses are anonymous, and to have your say, you can visit publicconsultation.gov.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. A British government source has told the BBC that Keir Starmer refused to discuss his leadership or poor local election results during his weekly cabinet meeting. Several members of the cabinet expressed support for the embattled Prime Minister as they left the meeting, but more than 80 Labour MPs have called for him to resign. Pakistan has rejected as misleading US media reports that it's sheltering Iranian military aircraft. It said the planes were being used to transport diplomats during peace talks. The Hezbollah leader, Naim Qassem, says the decommissioning of his group's weapons is not up for discussion in negotiations between Israel and the Lebanese government. A third round of talks is to be held later this week. An indigenous group in Australia has been awarded more than $100 million after its land was mined for iron ore without permission. A court ruled that Fortescue caused significant damage to the cultural heritage of the Yindjibundi people. The Prime Minister of Greenland says negotiations over the opening of more US military bases are yet to be concluded. Washington asked for 3 new sites after President Trump backed down from his threats to seize the territory. The head of the WHO says work around the Hanta virus outbreak is not yet over, but he added there was no indication of a larger outbreak. That's the latest. BBC News.